This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, happy Monday. It's so great. I'm so happy it's Monday. It is 9:10 in the morning, and this week is big. We are sending someone to Disney's Aulani Resort. That's Hawaii.
Is it me? Are you sending me?
It's not. Well, no, it's not you. Maybe you should ask Jane if you can be her plus one. Seems like she goes enough times, right?
Something tells me the answer is going to be no, but I'll
never
try.
Know. Hey, man, you don't know till you ask.
All right.
Ask and you shall receive. Hawaii, guys. We're sending someone to Hawaii at Disney's Aulani Resort. Winning is on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. We'll take call 97 right now. Amy's got the phones, our new intern, Amy. Caller number 97 gets a $50 gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa. This is going to be a big one. People are all over the phones already.
Mm-hmm. They have been for the last 20 minutes.
Well, they know. They know it's coming up. What's this from? Is this
Moana.
From Moana?
Says have you not Moana. Watched Moana yet? Oh, you got to watch it.
I haven't seen
it.
Moana. I haven't seen Coco.
Oh, Coco's so good.
I know. I keep trying to get my family to watch, and they're like, no.
They don't want to watch Moana?
They just don't understand about how great cartoons are.
And now that Cameron knows Coco, I can watch that 15,000 times.
Hey, look at
that. It's good. It's a good watch.
She says, Coco, Coco.
I'm like, all right.
Coco, what?
Throw it on.
Stop saying that, kid.
Right. Our text number is the same number you're calling to win the Aulani. Or get qualified or whatever, however that works. 800-400-3697. People retire in Florida because there's no income taxes, 808. Mm. Florida, God's waiting room.
Yeah.
No apparently doubt. I'm a fan of Megadeth. This list is a great start to the morning, says 408.
It is funny. Like, you don't realize you're a Megadeth fan until you start. You're like, oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're pretty good.
What is this penis issue called? I can't understand Sarah.
Priapism. Did I not say it clearly? Maybe I was saying it under my breath or something. Yeah, it's that constantly. Without ever stopping. Priapism. Ow. It's actually hurting my ears. don't seem to care that that's actually puncturing my eardrums. Bren.
You can get that pillow bra on Amazon or eBay. eBay has one for $10.
Oh.
You know, I hate to say it because, you know, they're a company and you have every right to launch your company and hope, you know, fingers crossed, the American way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all these catchy, trendy, hooky things, they have a minute of life and then you move on to, like, going back to normal.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I can't
I would
keep that
like
up.
To see what the deal is with it. I have to say, I don't care about the wrinkles. It's more like, oh, is that comfortable or does that suck? Because I do find my boobs to be in my way. I find everything to be in my way. I find my arms in the way, my shoulders when I'm in bed, my legs. I'm like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
You know, my neck. I'm like, oh. Like, everything's in my way when I'm sleeping, you know? I wish I could just, like, float in a cloud of air or something. I mean, things are better since I got a sleep number, but.
Duh.
Chances are, if around 4 or 5 years old, you tell Edie she was going to be Ripley or another totally awesome name, she will ask to be called it. Yeah. Often by or at kindergarten age, kids decide to be called another name.
It
awesome
happens.
Parents listen to their kids and honor their wishes. And you are rad, Vinny. Mm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Why don't you just nickname her Ripley? Just start calling her, hey, Ripper. Ripley. Rips.
Well, right now Rippy. We're still. She's not talking yet, so we're kind of tripping out on that.
Oh,
I feel like she's behind
little.
The.
She's
the,
not.
She is. She's still going.
Yeah,
like,
second
in the...
kid too. By the way, all their needs are met, and they make noise just to be heard over the one who's already talking.
You got
to
get in the way of the finger, and then follow the sight line, and be like this. No,
all right,
this.
Nah, she'll be fine.
Say some words, young one. Let's use hear you.
That's use your words. That's my favorite parenting saying. Use your words.
Come on, you're a Hassan. We're a family of loudmouths. Get with it.
Yeah, she's grunting. Don't worry. She's getting. Listen, she's making herself known. She knows what she wants.
Oh, she is. That's for sure.
She's inserting herself. Asserting herself. Both.
Yeah.
Did you see the Eddie, you know, a friend of ours, Eddie Eft, he's a comedian. I follow him on Instagram and I saw this video of his little boy who's, I don't know how old that kid is, 5 months. I just don't even know. I can't judge a baby's age.
He named his son Cruz.
Yeah.
So do you, how old
that.
Is that kid?
It's, I think, less than five. Well, it could be 5 months by now, right?
That kid is doing that full on call and answer. He's saying, he goes, hey, do your Chewbacca thing. And Eddie makes a sound. The kid's laying like in the, you know, between his two legs, like if you have your knees up.
Yeah.
And the kid is laying right here.
Sure.
You should look at it. It's
I didn't
so
see
funny.
This.
He goes,
does he
and
really?
Then the kid goes,
oh, wow.
And then he does it, and he even does like a, oh, hold on. And the kid kind of does that. I'm like, oh, my God. That kid's
funny.
He got a little genius kid there? It's crazy. You have it?
I'm listening to it first.
There's no swears.
You don't know.
So to make sure it's clean.
You don't even hear swears when you're in
That's
normal
true.
Life.
That is true. No, I'm pretty sure it's not, though. He high fives a baby at the end. It's cute.
It's adorable.
It is cute. Play it. Play it. Play it.
Every time you guys clap on air, my one-year-old claps.
Oh. Yay.
Yay. Good job, one-year-old.
I actually like clapping on air. We had a boss who told us, stop clapping on air.
Why?
And so we did for a while. I don't. Weren't you guys still
no.
here? No.
Nope. I've never heard anyone say that.
No, me neither.
I don't know why they'd say that.
It might have been that girl that worked here for a while.
It was probably that girl that gave you problems.
She hated me.
Yeah, she did.
She called me a cancer. I'm like, I'm not a cancer. I'm like, I'm nothing but love and light.
Hilarious.
Right.
Where's our Dremel? Right,
here we go. Here's Eddie F's kid.
All right, here it is.
He said, wait.
Sarah, you got a good one, too. Let's hear yours.
Could just be random
so
sounds, but he does look like he's paying attention to him.
Have a third kid, Benny, says 408. No.
Yeah, name that one. Maybe you get a boy named Ripley. That'd be cute.
No, there's no more kids.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
it
absolutely
seems like you could
positive.
Have one more.
No,
I mean,
there's no way.
Even I could have one
you
more
know what?
Kid. I mean, why wouldn't you have another kid?
If there was another conversation that came up, like the first time the second kid came up, I was like, no.
Yeah.
But we talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked
Three
about it. And I came.
I won't
even.
Number.
I'm not even open to the conversation for a third. It's not happening. I'm too old. It's no way. What's worse?
You're not too old. And besides, you have a brand new
She'd get a third kid out of me and then divorce me. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm never going to get to retire.
You can move to Florida. There's no income tax there.
I don't want to live there. I like it here.
Seems great there.
This is where I live.
Yeah.
Love it.
Not even 3 months.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a young kid.
Mm-hmm. July 9th is when he posted a picture in the
crap.
Hospital.
Damn. Yeah, that kid is that's pretty freaking interesting.
Loving the Monday metal. Is it Vinny's birthday? We need crocus in the morning. There's no crocus on my list.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Does crocus make your list?
No. I don't love crocus. I knew this guy who was a huge crocus fan. He would always have, like, all the shirts. All that. And I listened to some crocus. I was like, no.
Sweet Child of Mine is the intro of that considered a riff? I love that. Love you guys so much. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They could make that list.
It could have made the list. You know what? Again, there's questionable whether something's metal or not.
I know. What's the defining thing on
I
that?
Don't know, but I when I went to iTunes, Tool was classified as metal. Mm-hmm. So I went, okay, then you're in.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have put them in if they didn't say that.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's some specific thing. Like, and why so, isn't... I mean, what's the difference between, like, just a heavy rock band? Like, I think of AC/DC as somebody that, okay, if you wanted to call them metal, you could. But
right, I would agree, except that... Most people would say they're just a rock band. They don't even use distortion.
Right.
Why would it Van Halen be in as someone wrote in? And I would say it's because of Eddie.
Because
Eddie changed the whole face of that particular genre of music.
Right.
And that type of guitar play was unique to Van Halen.
I looked up what defines heavy metal music. Heavy metal, a genre of rock music that includes a group of related styles that are intense, virtuosic, and powerful, driven by the aggressive sounds of the distorted electric guitar. Heavy metal is arguably the most commercially successful genre of music.
Oh really?
Actually, it says of rock music.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good job, Vin. Nailed it. Headbanging to work, says 408.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, in all caps. Yes, Vinny, bleeping rocket. Okay, I'm happy that you liked it. Unfortunately, I fear the people not writing are the ones who left during that segment.
Nah, everyone's fine. It's fun to hear what, you know, people know you. If they listen to this show all the time, they know you pretty well. It is actually sort of fun to hear what you come up with for something like that. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
My insides are vibrating, Vin, in a good way.
Yeah.
And Ron is putting it up at Radio Alice.
All right.
Oh. Do it cool.
And Ron. And
sorry, Ron. Vin. This is like fingernails on the chalkboard. To balance it, you need to have Bryn do his top 10 R&B, please. I'd love to hear that. What is that?
I'd be totally down.
Okay, so that was the top 10 metal riffs. That wasn't just metal bands. It was metal riffs in particular, yeah. Sort of. So what would you, is it like the...
I think, you know what's funny? I think you guys wouldn't know these songs. You guys wouldn't know the songs that I grew up
You're
with.
You're right about that.
Like All for One.
I wouldn't know any of those.
Do you know All for One?
Nope. Yeah. The band All for One?
Yeah, it's a band.
I've heard
of them.
It's a band? I've heard of the band. I wouldn't know a single hit.
I thought that was a song.
Probably is a song.
It's the Three Musketeers
Casey
song.
And JoJo, you know them?
Yeah,
I know them.
I know them from Radio Disney, actually.
Really?
I think so. Maybe not. Maybe it was some other Casey and Ho-Ho. I don't know.
Lacey and Ho-Ho.
Oh, I have them mixed up with Lacey and Ho-Ho.
Yeah.
I love the guitar riff number 4. Who was that? I don't remember. I don't have my list.
Would have been number seven.
Oh, Pantera.
Oh, number 4 on the list?
Yeah, that's Pantera. Yeah. The list is up. They're going to put it up. So if you want to see it, you can look that up. But this is what we used to play at the station I worked at in San Diego.
What station was it?
Huh?
What station was it?
Rock 102.1. Ad Astra, says 510, was the most boring movie ever.
Oh.
Worst I've seen this year.
Oh,
wow.
That's horrible to hear.
Mm-hmm. Did Vincent just say, try not having 200 beers? How about that? Yeah, I did. Listen, I used to have 200 beers, and I know what I was going to feel like the next day. I didn't show up to the ER.
To get $12,000 in charges levied on me.
I had too many beers.
I don't feel good. Got any aspirins?
Dude.
Yeah. He was scared. I don't think you go to the ER for hangover symptoms unless you really are like, holy crap, I feel like
right.
I might
and
die.
You know what? I probably need to say into a microphone since we are talking on mic. You should always, if you don't feel well, go and get help.
Try not to go to a private ER, though.
Yeah,
they charge you
know what to say.
$700 for a bag of plasma. Oh, no. What was it? Saline.
The way we handled things when I was young is not the way, because we'd be like, we're going to get in trouble. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. Sit there and sweat it out.
All right.
What are you, nuts? No.
Yeah, don't let your friends OD.
No
call
help for you. Did you all discuss Big Brother already?
We did. It was boring and a stupid show. God, I'm so sick of it. If only... Nicole can pull out a win. She can't, but if only she could. Oh, if there's only one show left, who cares?
She's not pulling. There's no way.
Agreed.
No
way. It would be,
way.
Honest to God, it'd be a miracle. It'd be like the Browns winning the Super Bowl this year.
My friend's elderly mom fell for the gift card scam for like
$20,000. What? I can't believe it.
Look. The IRS, the name, remember it happened to Bryn. When you hear the IRS is on your phone, you freeze up. And that's even if you haven't done anything. And it's really more about like, don't get into my life right now. I got enough going on. If I got to deal with the IRS, you know what I mean? Even if you're on the right, you're like, it's like that ticket I got the other day. It's only, you know, I'll get it taken care of. But do I really want to deal with traffic school right now?
No.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. I looked up on the thing how to deal with it. I have to wait for them to send me something.
Oh, can't take care of it now.
Well, I would have done it this weekend.
Right.
You kidding? I wasn't
that my plate.
Doing anything. Watching a kid not kill herself. It's a job.
That's the whole job.
Right.
That is the whole job.
I let a family member living with me rent-free. and then thought all was well until I overheard him making similar complaints to the story Vinny did. He also called me a C word and thought I would never know. Nope. Out of here.
Yeah, try not to be a jerk when someone's being generous with you. It's a good thing to not be.
My husband just handed me a post-it note asking me to marry him in my living room. We're on 23 years now.
That's cute. Yeah, oh, and super cute.
Oh, the Niners haven't been 3-0 since like 98.
Oh my God.
Is that Steve Young or Jeff Garcia? It's got to be Young, right?
So he was still here when we got here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Then it was him.
He was at the end of his run, but he got his Super Bowl and then and had another really close run, which I'm responsible for.
Of course you are. Yeah. Lucky butt.
All right.
I'll never forget it.
Anyway, it was Young, right? Had to have been. 98. But Garcia came in after him.
That's right. God, I forgot all about that name.
Yeah, me too.
Fleabag is the white female Chappelle. LOL.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch it. I'd never even heard of it, but apparently it's very funny.
Well, there's a few things you need to watch on. That if you get around to it, you should watch. Like Goliath, I think is absolutely great, and
I started
never hear anybody talking about
it and fell off it.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It. No, he's pretty good, but you know,
he's great. The characters in it though, I can't wait to see them do another season. I can't wait to see those characters again.
We have to break.
We do. All right, take a quick one and be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, you guys. Wowee. You wait all week for
Good
Monday
job,
to get
everyone.
Here.
When
it's finally
Good job
here.
Out of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vin.
You did great.
Oh, thank you so much. I always want to make you happy.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm wondering.
What does he want? What do you want from
me? Yeah, what's he trying?
What do you want
from
me?
You already did it. When we were talking about cleavage, you're like, what? I don't know what anyone's talking about. And I'm like, oh my God, the camera is having the best day.
Oh, it was about you fondling.
Oh, you were killing it.
Yeah. Was I?
That, right there.
Well, she's just, you know, there they are, front and center.
There they are.
Who can even know? Let me see what you got going on today.
Oh, just a tank top and bra.
There it is.
Oh, boy, that is...
There it is.
You don't have any wrinkles. I know a lot of people who do, though.
You do?
Yeah. Gets wrinkly there, you know?
Well, one problem for sure, and that's probably unique to our generation and the ones previous, is all of the tanning. That can't have helped.
No.
Yeah.
Younger people now know better and don't do that, or at least use some sunscreen. But
right. Certainly we've been slathering that on the kids since they were
oiling up and laying in the sun and cooking your skin.
I
used to do it every summer. Just baby oil the whole summer.
Did you?
Oh yeah. I get super brown.
Yeah.
After the initial horrible sunburn.
Right.
You know,
after the Irish burn.
Sure. No, I would say it's surprising how dark I get. Like John will just burn. He never tans. Mm. He'll never turn tan. Mm-hmm. It's just he has like a roadmap of veins on him. So, you know, that old Irish guy look.
Yikes.
A roadmap.
You can't really describe
us. Really super hot. It's translucent skin, you know. I'm just kidding, honey.
Way
you're
to
perfect.
Keep him down, G.
Perfect in every way.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody wants you, hun.
You're all mine. Oh, turn the lights out. All right.
And that perm. Oh, boy.
No, the perm. Oh, poor John. He's the best. He's the best.
You guys.
Oh, boy. Oh, love him so much. Have a great day, you guys.
The guy's just waking up at home in Mill Valley.
Oh,
like, I just got run
he's
over
not waking
by
up
a
for
radio
another
station.
Half hour at least.
Oh, my God.
Although, actually, we're doing the Johnny Pod today, so I'm sure he'll be upset and everything.
What's on the agenda today?
I'm going to talk about... I saw on his Instagram that he was on some first-class flight to somewhere with Michael Franti. I'm like, my worlds collide. I know, it's funny.
Cool.
And then there's California Surfing Day, which he went and did one of those foil boards on.
He, what?
Yeah, California Surfing Day was this past Friday.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. You know how every day is something? Mm-hmm. It was called California Surfing Day. It's a thing.
Okay.
No, no, no. So I'll ask him all about it, and I'll tell you the answer.
Oh, I don't. It's okay.
That's what's on the agenda.
All right. You're going to talk about surfing.
Well, yeah, we talk about surfing a lot because he takes his kids. And well, listen, it's Johnny Mosley's show, so we talk about extreme things. And I just go, oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm totally hip to that. And in my head, I'm going, I better look that up later.
Sounds fun.
It should be. Have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.